Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Houston Astros baseball spring training.
Sports Wheel 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, the Astros, they're back on the field as they are, hopefully they're not having too good of a time. They're in Vegas. They're in Sacramento. Not in Vegas yet. Damn. Well, I was trying to get there quick.
The levels of fun are very different between those two.
I bet you Sacramento could be a hell of a town.
Stop.
I bet you. You know what? I think that's what I'm going to do.
Omaha, Nebraska too, bro.
Nah, hold on, man. Don't do that Sacramento now. Don't do that Sacramento. Come on, man. It's at least close to the Bay Area. Like, let's not do that. But no, they're in Sacramento to play in that minor league park. To face the A's. They've got the A's and the Angels left, two teams that they're better than. They should, hopefully for them, take care of some business and at least come out of that 4-2, you would hope, in the final six games of the season, because they are currently in danger to missing the playoffs for the first time since 2016, which is absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. One, the stretch that they have had this type of dominance, that they have been a fixture in the postseason, which it is hard to do that many years in a row. But this may be it. Right now, as they currently sit, Christian Javier gets the ball tonight, by the way. As they sit, Clint and Tyler, they are tied record-wise with the Cleveland Guardians, who have gone nuts. The Guardians are one game out of first place in the AL Central, and they play the Tigers, and they start a series right now against the Tigers. So that one is going to be very similar to what it was this weekend for the Astros and Mariners. That'll be for the Central. And then the loser is the team that the Astros need to look out. Because right now they're tied with the Guardians, but the Guardians hold the tiebreaker. And check with that for me, if you can, Tyler. Did they beat the Tigers in their season series? Did the Astros have the tiebreaker over the Tigers? I'm trying to remember those games. I don't feel like they do. But that's a thing to watch right there. They've got to finish above the Guardians to jump them. And
Detroit's got the tiebreaker.
Okay, so they have to finish ahead of either one of those teams to get a playoff spot. But this was my question. I see some people who have thrown their thoughts out.
It's not right. It's not right. Houston has a tiebreaker over Detroit. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Oh, they've got that over the Tigers. They won the season series.
Tigers took two of three, and then the Astros swept them. So the Astros have won four of six.
I lied. Sorry, boys.
Well, that's better. All right, that's
I'm just looking at the schedule so my eyes could
No,
could
I be trust you more than these damn robots.
Well, I just remember them. I remember the last time they played Detroit, they swept them, and I was like, did Detroit sweep them the first time? No, they took two of three. Unless there's a series I'm missing.
No, they only played twice. Yep.
Appreciate you double checking.
Yep. There you go. So they do have the tiebreaker over the Tigers, so they could just finish tied with the Tigers. But they have to finish above the Guardians, because the Guardians took four games in that seven games they played this year. But my question is, if they aren't able to overtake the Guardians or the Tigers and get in, I guess they're still in play with the Mariners. But if they aren't able to overtake those teams, do they deserve a pass because of the injuries? They're the most injured team in the history of Major League Baseball in a season. Do you think they get a pass because of these injuries?
No.
You don't?
No, I mean, and the, well, I mean, because I think it typically I would say yes, but I mean, when you look at how they had a 7-game lead in the division when it was at its worst.
Yeah, they've been leading right? The entire way until.
I mean, I can't lean into the injuries as to why you missed the playoffs. I can't lean into that. I think, it's been an up and down season. Yes, injuries have been a big part of it. Obviously, losing some of your best players for an extended period of time, if not all season, hurts. But I personally can't lean into the injuries as why they missed the playoffs. Not win the division, maybe. But hell, you had a 7-game lead in the division. I mean, you had a half game lead in the division as early as a couple weeks ago. And so, I can't lean into it. And that's obviously a factor, but I can't lean into it as an excuse, no.
Ray, hate blaming injuries, but when you're the most injured in your sport has ever seen, I got to give them a break. I don't like doing this either. But I mean... Clint, I mean, they lost so many guys, man. They lost so much pitching. Like, that is the part. Like, they lost so much pitching. I can't even keep count of how many guys they've lost. They've lost, the reinforcements have gotten hurt. They've had to dig deeper down in it. And then obviously, Jordan, they missed. Paredes, they missed for a long period of time. He's been back. Obviously, they replaced him with Correa. Like, it's then they lose, you know, their closer. It's the pitching to me. That's the part is just so, I mean, right off the bat, they lost two starters for the year, and then they had a bunch trying to come in, and then, hell, they lost two or three of those guys that were trying to get going with Garcia and Spencer Arrighetti. I just...
Right off the bat, and it didn't slow down.
They lost Pena. I remember I felt like we saw Pena warming up on the field. It seemed like he didn't come back for another two more weeks after we saw him warming up on the field. It was,
Introduced to reliever McCormick.
I am torn. Yeah, you're right. McCormick had to come in and save the day 7 times. I mean, I am torn because, yes, you would think they could be able to drag themselves to a 7 or 8 game lead that they had and drag themselves to the finish. They suffered. Seattle did run down and go get them, obviously. This isn't the same old Mariners we've learned, but I just think if they just could have gotten one of those pitchers to remain, just one of them. I give them a pass. Someone text in, I don't give them a pass when they have that dumbass coach. That's a little strong. I mean, again, with that coach,
I'm trying to do the best I can.
He is trying to do the best. He can. I mean, his hands are a bit tied. It's a bit tied. I mean, I get the anger. And you can look at some games, you wonder, but my God, man. I forgot about Hayden Wisniewski till somebody just texted that one in. I mean, good God, it was just so many of them. Just
Enzo.
Yeah, I got to watch half of them when I went to the Space Cowboys game. Zach was in the lineup. I mean, the amount of guys.
What are all these Astros doing here?
Zach was in there. Bryce was at second. John Singleton was at first. I don't think Pedro Leon ever made it. They tried. They thought about it. Jacob Melton was out there striking out. I promise you, I thought of you in the first inning.
He Salazar, you said you saw.
Yeah, man. I think Jacob Melton struck out and he checked for the pitcher review. It was out. I'm pretty certain that was Jacob Melton. I mean, they just had him, dude.
Salazar's got to be like,
hey, Salazar was catching? Yes.
Keep my ass in Sugar Land till Framber's out of town and with his new team. I'll just chill down here.
Nah, he want that check.
Keep my distance.
He want that potential playoff check is what Cesar needs. I ain't going to lie about that. All right, coming up as we continue. Look, they're 0-3, and the Texans are in trouble, but it may be bigger than just 0-3. We'll continue and discuss that coming up.